Morning. How's it going?
Yeah, very good, actually. Very good indeed. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit mixed. I'm currently out with a small injury, but it's actually going quite well. The team were actually 2 points from the top of the league, and when I came, we'd played two and only had 1 point, so it's looking quite well. It's looking quite good.
When you were injured in Belgium, does that mean you just got to increase the amount of mayonnaise you have on the chips?
No, it's just waffles. I've stopped having the mayonnaise and tomato sauce. I think everybody's frowning on it just now, so I've just been trying to eat the waffles instead, so I don't really have that problem with the chips.
Do you have any pan au chocolates in the morning, Tony?
No, that's a bit more French, but they've actually came. The breakfasts are a bit more breads and croissants and that, so it's a bit weird for my taste. I'd rather a fry up with a couple of tatty scones, but
no square sausage over there.
Way, can you?
A square? No, what the hell is a square sausage?
Whoa!
What the hell is a square sausage? Why do I not know about this?
Right, I need to exit here.
It's a Scottish.
You don't know what a square sausage is?
No, I've never had a square sausage. A sausage isn't square.
It tastes better than a link sausage. You probably don't call it a link, do you? But it tastes much better actually. But I don't know why.
Am I thinking? Am I gathering it right? It's a slab of sausage.
Pretty much.
Like, yeah. Fried.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm on board. Yeah. No,
you'd
bring
love
it on.
It.
Yeah. I'd love that. That's like perfect for a sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't sell them down here.
Yeah, why not?
Heart disease.
They taste better as well, right, Derek?
Could be.
What's that?
Could be heart disease.
They taste better as well for some reason.
Yeah, they're a taste sensation.
Really?
Tell you. Yeah.
When are you going back up to Glasgow, Derek? Bring me some square sausage.
Right, okay, I'll do that.
Right, got to have that. My God.
I don't know if I can smuggle them in, though. I think I might get
them out of the border.
You get caught in the border.
Geezing back.
Are your boss over there now, Nigel Pearson? We know him quite well over here. How are you getting on with him?
Yeah, he's come in and he's been unbelievable. His first game we played the team who was top of the league and we drew. We battled them and ever since then we've not looked back. He's won every other game and he's come in and fixed the right parts that we needed fixing. And he's brought the coach before he relieved his duties in a weird way, but obviously these boys, the owners thought Pearson would come in and do an amazing job, and he's done that, and I don't think it was anything to do with the manager's capabilities from before. I think they just knew what type of manager Pearson was and they took a gamble, and I don't even think they see it as a gamble because they know how well he works. They know the job he done at Leicester, and he's come in, he's hit the ground running, and the boys have took to him like no man, do you know what I mean? He's been a breath of fresh air for the team.
Tony, did you come across Nigel at any point in your career before he took over?
No, I didn't. He was in the Premier League at the time. We won the Championship, but I think the year after I went back up to Scotland. If I'm right, when did they go to Derby? Was it the summer?
I'm sure was it last year?
Last year or the year before?
Was it summer or January?
Yeah.
I think I might have, if it was in the January, I think when I went to Cardiff, they played Derby the game before I signed, so I just missed them.
Has he called anybody an ostrich yet? Or?
No, he's... You're shocked you said that, eh?
He'll do me in if he heard that.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'll be me getting 2 weeks' wage fine for laughing at that, do you know what I mean? That's not funny, eh? That's not funny. I know what he meant. I know what he meant.
now, of course, we're all buzzing because yesterday the Star Wars trailer came out, Tony. We've done our Star Wars news so far. That was all about the Star Wars trailer. I've booked my tickets for the midnight show. In fact, I've had to book two lots of tickets in midnight and also 3:30 in the morning for the IMAX as well. So I've done two lots of tickets. Ridiculous. I know.
So you like it.
What did you think, Tony?
Yeah, I saw the... At first, actually, I saw the tweets about it, so I was like, oh, cheers for ruining it, everybody. But then I went on and watched the trailer, and I thought it was good. I thought it, obviously, it's good seeing Luke Skywalker in it. It's, that's the one you watch it for. But I think the trailer tries to trick us a little bit, if I'm honest. But I think it looks good, and I was going to say the first one, but what is it, the seventh one?
Yeah, yeah.
The seventh was... For me, it was a very good movie. I didn't like without being a spoiler, what happened to Han Solo, but I suppose that's sometimes it's got to happen, and I think it's set up for this one to be an amazing movie.
Tony, what are your thoughts on the Porgs? They seem to be splitting opinion.
Yeah.
On the what?
The Porgs. The little seal things.
Looks like a little penguin. It's in the Millennium Falcon with Chewbacca.
Oh, no, I thought you were on about the wee... What was the one that looked like a goat? Was it a goat?
There's one that looks like an ice
wolf. Like an
fox.
Ice wolf. Yeah, yeah, there's something like that.
Ah,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, like then you got a Porg.
No, I never saw the Porg. I'll need to watch that again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do.
Oh, you've only watched it once. Come on, I've watched it like 15 times.
I'm not surprised by that, but to be fair, I've had a busy morning. I was in an MRI scan about 2 hours ago, so I was trying to sneak my phone in, but I'll need to give that another watch. But I'm really excited for it because, as I said, all the Star Wars have been brilliant, but the seventh one, I thought it was not mind-blowing, but I couldn't believe some of the stuff that happened in it.
So The Force Awakens definitely strikes like this on the wattometer.
Brilliant.
There you go. It's there. It's there. And the trailer.
What about you?
It's interesting. What Kat said there. There's a couple. I think there are a couple of red herrings in the trailer.
They are very cleverly editing.
Yeah.
Layla, especially Princess Leia.
Leia. Yeah. Stop getting Star Wars wrong. My God.
Princess Leia's face is being
General
used,
Leia Organa now. Thank
is
you.
Is used very, very, very carefully and strategically.
Yeah.
In shots, but Tony and Aaron.
Yeah.
And Derek, if you can.
He knows nothing about Star Wars.
No.
Derek knows
He's
nothing.
He's just been dismissed. Don't even mention his name.
Is Kylo Ren part cyborg or something? He's got something on his face.
No, that's where Rey slashed him with a lightsaber at the end of Force Awakens.
Yeah, but it looks like...
It's like a plaster.
What?
It's like a plaster. It's like some sort of futuristic Star Wars plaster.
I think it's a bit more complex than a plaster, if I'm honest.
Honestly, elastoplast.
What, has somebody
stabbed him or something? There'll be a trademark there. It'll be a frozen one.
He's got a bandage on, he gets slashed with a lightsaber, but they just put a bandage on him and told him to get back out there.
Yeah.
It looks like he's part something.
Oh, he is. Oh, I can't. It's left me. I've got questions after the trailer, and now I'm sort of thinking, what is going to happen? I don't know. And I don't want to know until, you know, December 13th when I go and see it, hopefully if I remember the right date this time for the midnight showing, which I not the last
did you
time
miss it?
Yes, Rogue One I missed because I turned up in the morning and everybody was talking about it. I'm like, oh no.
Are you going to be dressed up as who are you going to dress up as, CP3 or Chewbacca this time?
I may wear my Star. Well, I've got too many Star Wars T-shirts to choose from. So
you've got your hat now.
I've got my Yoda hat as well. So I might have to just wear my Yoda.
I've not saw that. You'll need to tweet me a picture of that.
I'll tweet you a picture of my Yoda hat. Don't you worry. Tony, as always, a pleasure. Get better soon. Give our love to Nigel, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
No, spot on. Thank you.